Let me think here. I always hurt myself.
Don't hurt yourself. Thinking about a song to sing before the intro of the Greg and Greg Show.
Sometimes it helps when Greg helps me, but he never does. He always leaves me out to dry, yeah.
But it's always fun to sing like this.
When is it not?
When is it not? When is it not?
Let's start the show!
Yeah!
From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
Hey, it's the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm Greg Oles.
And it's Monday.
I'm Monday, and I'm itchy.
Yeah, tell us about that. Itchy where first?
Well, not my crotchal region.
Okay, good.
But pretty much everywhere else. I went out to Lee Harvey's.
Oh,
that's
good place.
Where it was.
Love that place.
And when I'm driving there, my car bleeps up and it goes, oil. Oil's low.
Okay.
Put some more oil in it. So I keep oil in my car because my car is good, but it does eat oil.
Yeah.
Parked it, let it sit. When I'm about to leave Lee Harvey's, I'm like, all right, I'll put some oil in now. Apparently, right where my car parked over was an anthill that I didn't see because it was nighttime. So I'm standing there trying to change my oil, and all of a sudden I'm like, my foot's on fire. My foot is on fire. And I'm like, oh, I'm getting bit. Something's biting me. So I'm shaking it. I'm just like, all right, I'm almost done with this oil change. So let's just get it over with, and I'll be out of here in a second. I finally finish the thing, pouring about 2 quarts in there, and close up, and I run. I just start running. I spent all day yesterday popping ant bites.
Two things come to mind. Number one, why didn't you just wait till the next day and take your car to get the oil changed?
Because I have like another 10,000, or not 10,000, I've got like another 3,000 miles left on my oil.
And number two, who just drives around with 2 quarts of oil?
I do.
Man, look at you.
Because I don't want to have to go buy oil, and I know that I'm going to need it.
Mr. Change Your Oil in the parking lot of a bar?
I'm thinking ahead.
So it turned out to bite you in the foot.
It exactly bit me in the foot.
Yeah.
It's a dad joke if I ever heard one.
That's awful, man.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than ant bites.
I mean, you've seen Puss Sock.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to win Puss Sock, be the first to comment on this
you win.
Segment, and you can have my pussy sock.
I don't understand the nature of the ant. What gets them so riled up that they just have to say, let's terrorize this person and whatever portion of their body we're on?
I kind of destroyed their home.
Okay, so I guess that would make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why can't they be kind of like ho-hum stoner ants?
They're the black ants.
Oh man, now we gotta move dirt around again. Why do they gotta be angry all the time?
Well, those are the red ants. The red ants are angry. The black ants are just kind of like, nah, don't.
Is this the worst you've ever been bitten by ants?
No. When I was a skateboarder, back in my skateboarding days, I was doing a trick, and I fell.
Mm.
And not only did I fracture my arm, I also fell in an anthill.
Oh,
so
man.
I'm rolling around in pain because of that, and now I've got ants all over.
And you didn't realize that ants were biting the crap out of you until later.
So I go home, and my mom takes me to the hospital, and the doctor's like looking at me. He's like, you are covered in ant bites, too.
Yeah, double whammy.
And I'm like, yeah, sometimes it rains, it pours, man.
I had ants crawl up my leg and get me in the nether region once.
Little Greg?
Yeah. They didn't actually get on Little Greg, but they got like in the crotchal region, inside portion of my leg.
I like to call that the danger zone.
Man, it was some of the worst fiery, itchy pain that I'd experienced for a week.
Mm.
Just a week of sheer hell.
Yep.
Is what it was. Well, sorry, buddy.
It's all right.
Calamine.
I need to pick some of that up.
Get some of that pink calamine lotion.
Mm.
You could put that stuff on anything. I don't know what that stuff is made of, but as a child, it seemed like we ran through gallons and gallons of it.
Mm.
And I want to say that it was just the end-all, be-all of curing ant bites.
Mm.
Or any kind of bite, for that matter. Stings.
Sting, the wrestler Sting?
No. The artist. Steve.
Oh,
yeah.
Of the police.
The police, yeah. He would just come out and be covered in calamine
lotion. Don't stand so. Yeah. Don't stand so.
Yeah, it was really weird. I'm like, why is he covered in that pink stuff?
Why are you here, Sting?
He must really feel good. He doesn't. He's not itchy at all.
That guy is never itchy.
No, he's great. All right, I pulled some headlines.
Hit me with them.
And the last one is a good old OMG what?
Man, we're OMG whatting a lot.
Yeah, because this is a great one.
Okay.
We'll start with the serious stuff. The 19 Arizona firefighters that got killed in that fire.
Yeah, I started seeing a posts about this.
Yeah, man. 19 elite firefighters killed in a raging Arizona firestorm, stoked by record heat and high winds. The worst U.S. wildfire in 80 years. They said that it had to be the perfect storm in order for this to happen. You know, these guys were
trained for wildfires.
Yeah, there's a 20-man crew that went out there. One of the guys survived because he happened to venture off into another direction. And then, like, these other 19 went into this one area.
How lucky slash bad does that guy feel?
Man, you're telling me. These firefighters are called the Hot Shots. Here's what their training consists of. Each firefighter has to pass a test every year. They have to carry a work pack as well as run 1.5 miles in 10 minutes and 35 seconds, complete 40 sit-ups in 60 seconds, do 25 push-ups in 60 seconds, and then do 7 pull-ups.
In a row or just in general?
Like, just get busy, ready, go. You're on the clock. You have to do all these things in a row. That's some hardcore man stuff right there.
I bet they were all bearded, and I think they will be very much missed.
Yeah, it's really tragic. They said that these guys go out equipped with fire tents, which are basically like their last resort. So if they realize that they're in a situation where they're not going to be able to escape, they have these tents that they pop up that are supposed to be like heat and fire resistant or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that just goes to show how crazy
this fire was.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So far, it's taken out 200 structures in that area. It's the worst loss of life since 29 men were killed in the Griffith Park fire of 1933, and the worst since 9/11, but that was not necessarily like wildfire related. That was building related.
Well, RIP guys, I'm very sorry we lost you.
Total bummer. The other big headline that I saw today was that Serena Williams lost at Wimbledon.
So there's nobody really like huge in Wimbledon anymore. Mm-mm, but is nope. Djokovic kick?
Djokovic is still in.
Still in it?
Yeah, Djokovic is still in. And then I think like Andy Sandberg. He's taken up tennis.
Murray.
The Lonely Island stuff wasn't working. So
no, he wanted to be a tennis star.
He decided to join the tour.
Him and Red Foo from from LMFAO.
Both going to give it a shot at Wimbledon. Yeah, so Serena's out. Bummer for her. Yeah. And then, are you in for the iWatch?
No.
Not down with that?
I mean, it's going to happen, but why would I need it?
I don't know.
I mean, I have an iPad that I don't use.
Right. I would rather just take my phone,
mm-hmm.
my gigantic AT&T phone.
That looks ridiculous.
I'd have to strap it on like it's a
like a quarterback thing.
Cheat sheet. That's what it would look like. I have the Samsung Galaxy Note,
and it's still too big. It's bigger than your entire wrist.
It goes all the way up my arm. It's
the
ridiculous.
Biggest phone ever made.
Do you care about Edward Snowden?
Is he still
Actually,
missing?
This is interesting. He's staying in the Moscow airport, and
he's living there.
Yeah, he's like holed up in a hotel somewhere in there. Thing is, like, I don't understand why you can't find him. Vladimir Putin says that
he can chill or to get out.
Well, he basically told Snowden, he said, look, if you're going to keep leaking crap,
get out.
Get out.
We don't want you here.
Right. Says we're not working with him or anything like that, but we don't want him here if he's going to keep
doing stuff.
Keep doing stuff.
Mm. It's like, hey, get out of here, Snowden.
Yeah. Hey, Snowden, bail out, buddy.
Good luck, bub.
Hey, he's staying in there. If it's really snowy and they have a lot of snow there in Moscow and he can't leave his hotel, would he be Snowden?
So I'm trying to get the joke here. Would he be what?
Snowden.
That's his last name. So his name's Edward Snowden.
Yeah, but he couldn't leave because there's a lot of snow outside, so it'd be Snowden.
No, that's his name.
All right, it's time now for OMG what?
OMG what?
This is hilarious. Okay, free agency in the NBA is happening as we speak.
I think I know the story already.
So the NBA players can now, if you're a free agent, you can talk to whoever you want, mm-hmm. and all these teams are out there just
lobbying,
pressing
money.
Hard, man.
Yeah.
They are pressing hard.
Quote, full court press, if you will.
A full court press, and if it snows outside of those arenas, there would still be no Snowden. But
I don't get that joke still.
So Dwight Howard is the big fish.
Yes. And although he was very mediocre in L.A.
Yeah. And there's four teams that are pressing hard for him.
Who you got?
You got the Atlanta Hawks.
Which have a lot of money.
The Houston Rockets.
Which don't have that much money.
The Dallas Mavericks.
They have nobody and a lot of money.
And then there's another team. But anyway, so our good friends at Raising Cane's
are offering
Dwight Howard a lifetime supply of chicken fingers if he signs with the Dallas Mavericks.
Now, my question is, a professional athlete doesn't need to be eating that many chicken fingers.
You would think, but once his career is over,
he's got all the chicken fingers he could ever want.
And a lot of those guys...
Is that also kind of racist?
To offer a big, giant black man a bunch of chicken fingers?
A free chicken for life?
I don't think so. I think, like, if you're going to walk the the racial stereotypes, mm-hmm. I think if they were to be like...
If they just started naming things that are very racist besides the chicken, then yes.
Because Cane's does offer things other than chicken fingers.
No, they don't. They only have chicken fingers.
They have the sandwich.
Yeah, but it's a chicken finger sandwich.
So?
That's not a different thing.
It's a sandwich.
It's just chicken fingers on the sandwich. I'm not saying it's bad. That's all they do. That's their motto. It's like, we do chicken fingers, and that's it.
They do them well, too.
They do really good chicken fingers.
I am thumbs up, high five, and Raising Cane's.
I love you, Todd Graves.
Way to go, Todd. Todd and the guys over there. So anyway, they've come up with, they tweeted, "Hey, Dwight Howard, our DFW restaurants are offering free chicken fingers for life. Cane's for Dwight." Pretty hilarious, if you ask me.
I say good work. If he comes here, great, because I liked Dwight. I'm kind of a Magic fan.
Well, yeah, that's your homeland.
Well, that's the only real team close to me. I mean, the Heat's there,
mm-hmm.
and I'm a fan of that whole shebang that they got going on there, but I wouldn't say, like, I'm a Heat fan. I'm more of a Magic fan, and they're never going to win a championship, ever.
Did they ever win one with Shaq?
No.
I can't remember. They came close.
They came close with Shaq and Penny, but that was it.
How is it
and
that...
And then they had T-Mac, and he was really good for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And then he failed on the Spurs.
How is it that Orlando has landed...
Big fish.
Two of the biggest centers in the NBA history?
Yeah. They had Dwight.
Shaq.
They had some great players.
Marcin Gortat.
But the rule of threes in basketball is how you win champions.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have three players.
Got to have the three-headed monster.
The three-headed monster. And if basketball, you have three dudes, you're going to win a championship.
But it takes a whole team.
It doesn't take a whole team. It takes three men.
Didn't work for the Spurs this year.
Yeah, because they went up against a better team of three men.
That's true. You brought it right there.
Up against Bosh, D-Wade, and
that other guy.
The other guy,
yeah.
Whatever.
LeBron. You know. That guy.
Tyson Chandler.
Yeah. Yeah, Tyson Chandler. Well, there's your OMG What story for the day.
I want some Raising Cane's right now.
Yeah, go Cane's and go Mavericks. All right, that's going to do it for the Greg and Greg Show. We'll check in with you tomorrow. Are you going to be here tomorrow?
I'll come in tomorrow.
Okay. It's a really weird week here because...
Yeah, I won't be in... The show's not going to be on Thursday and Friday because the office is closed.
That's true.
So we won't be here Thursday and Friday, so we'll have a big old send-off on Wednesday. How about that?
Maybe we'll be live updating you from the Greg and Greg Show Facebook page.
Yeah. We'll also be naked.
I won't.
Yeah, I will.
I will not.
Okay.
At some point during
I'll convince
that time,
you.
Some point during that time, I will, when I'm taking a shower or whatever, but...
I'll convince you to be naked.
Not just random daytime nakedness. That's not going to happen for me. I'm not going to just randomly be like, hey, everybody, look.
I think you will be like, hey, everybody.
See, this right here is where I got bit by ants. Check it out. All right, facebook.com/Greg and Greg Show. Boo out.
Join us next time on the Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.